The source of the new development policy was drafted and formulated in 2012, right after we got our independence. And this policy was, of course, tabled on the floor of Parliament in 2012. And it went the first reading, and then the speaker, and then forwarded the policy to the Committee of Culture, Youth and Sports. And this policy remained in the Parliament. So since then, there was nothing done to the policy. Our understanding was that there were conversations going on between the Committee of Parliament and the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports, and some of the youth institutions and some of the partners that work with, of course, young people, for example, UNICEF, UNDP, and the rest. So as Africa Hockey Foundation, we realize that there are a lot of challenges that the youth are facing, because we don't have a policy that we'll be able to be proud of. Because this policy is going to be an act of parliament, it is going to be a law. Because the constitution does not define who is a youth in South Sudan.
Right.
And we strongly believe that this will be one of the framework that will be able to define who is a young person in South Sudan.
Right.
For example, if you look at the policy, it really tried to attempt to define who is a youth in South Sudan. The policy derived its definition from the African Youth Charter, which of course defined a youth from the age of 15 to 35. And of course, we have other countries like Nigeria that define youth from the age of 15 to 35. Uganda, our neighbor.
Others extended to 40.
No, we don't have anyway. There are only a few of them.
Yes.
Uganda, our neighbor, is from 12 years to 30 years.
Right.
Ethiopia is from 13 to 29. So in Ethiopia, I'm no longer a youth. I'm already a senior youth. So we really believe that age bracket is really important. So there are a lot of gaps, policy gaps, that we really realize that we have to also incorporate, because remember, this policy was drafted in 2012.
Yes.
Now we are in 2018.
Right. And so speaking about that, 2012 and 2018, that's a very long gap. Do you know why this has taken long?
I think this has taken long because we, the young people, did not know that there was a policy for us in the parliament. And I think also parliament seems to be reluctant in really passing or enacting this policy. That is why we are working so closely with parliament. I'm very happy that this time we have a lot of young parliamentarians. And we are trying to engage with them, even taking them to the media to talk to young people about the process itself, so that also young people will have the opportunity to question them. What are they doing in parliament to ensure that this policy passed.
Right.
Our understanding is that the committee is planning to summon the Minister of Culture, Youth and Sports to the committee, so that this will be tabled in what they call ABC.
Right.
ABC is the Assembly Business Committee, which is of course headed by the Speaker of Parliament. So we are also thinking and lobbying with Parliament, and very soon we will be able to be knocking at the corridor of Parliament so that they table this bill, the source of the new development policy bill, in the floor of parliament for the second reading, so that it goes to the second reading. That's why we are saying, we are demanding that before independence, which is of course few months from now,
right,
we must have the policy that will be a gift for the youth of South Sudan.
Right.
Because Irene, we could not participate in regional summits, we could not participate in international summits, because we don't have a constitutional definition of a youth, you know. And we have a lot of young people who got the opportunity, but you ask all this, do you have a policy in your country? How do your country define a youth? You know, and then we start cracking our heads, you know, is 45,
right,
but we even don't have a documentation of 45.
Don't. So is it only about definition of youth?
No, it is not. If you look at the policy itself, it was drafted in 2012, and more focus was on youth voluntarily work. How do we volunteer as young people to building the nation? And that was the concept that we are coming out of, because we are coming from independence. Then we are, I think the policy was attempting to see how young people will be able to contribute to the nation building and development of their own country.
Right. And when, however, let's just stop from there. If I am a youth and I am in the outskirts, very deep in the villages, how am I supposed to benefit on this policy?
Yes. The understanding we got from the ministry was that when this policy was drafted, they reached out to the former, of course, 10 states. They went to all the capitals and think even up to the counties, and this was supported by UNICEF. They went and consulted the youth. There were a number of consultations that they did. However, we are also working with different youth groups in the states and even here in Juba to collect some of the views, because we are not trying to get another policy.
Right.
We are trying to improve the one we have. have, because as I told you, the concept how this policy was drafted, 2012, you know, it is now different from how we deal with issues now. That is why we are saying there are a lot of policy gaps that we feel has to be filled.
Right.
One of the things I will mention is the policy does not talk about how youth can be empowered economically. For example, the policy tries to attempt to recommend that the government should be able to put $1 per barrel oil sold out. This should be put to
the coffers.
Yes, yeah, no, to the fund, the youth fund, or right. or the youth development fund. But this seems to be not even coming out. You know? So we're trying to really suggest that we need to have the youth enterprise development fund, and this must be funded every financial year by the government.
Right.
The other suggestion also we are looking at, the policy does not talk about youth participation in governance, youth participation in political processes. For example, there are a lot of peace initiatives that we have in this country, how young people participate. Also, we're going to have permanent constitution making process, we're going to go for elections and all these things. So we really believe that the policies should not dwell on young people doing voluntary work and all this, but how do we also partake in the, you know, in the nation building? How do we partake in the governance of our own country? So I still believe that there is a room, and we are working so closely with Parliament to ensure that we really have this policy passed before we go for independence.
Right.
Yes.
And Michael Wani, I'm sorry, time seems to be against us. And just in a few words, what would you like the youth listening out there to take home?
Well, I just want to encourage them. This policy is not one is policy. It's already been nicknamed as one is policy.
Yeah.
This is not my policy. This is not anybody's policy. This is our policy. Some of us will very soon, get out to be called youth. And I believe we have a responsibility as young people to first understand the policy before we try to offer our recommendation. So I believe we need to read this policy, and I hope we need to engage with the Parliament.